Kyrie eleison. The vivid memory has never left me, much as a dream, as one of those nightmares where you are powerless and frozen. Even the dogs did not bark until the stealthy men were already upon us. Bandits. The caterwaul of a donkey woke me.
"Who's there?"
I shouted, grabbing the sword from my lap and leaping to my feet.
"Marcellus! Marcellus!"
Bizjana screamed. A mounted Goth yanked our donkeys away from our campsite into the fog beyond. Archaeus lay on the ground, face to the fire, eyes staring into nowhere, a trickle of blood dripping from his mouth. My eyes bulged at the terror. Our worst fears had come true. Extended cries of "Help!" resounded through the abandoned plain.
"Stay in the tent,"
I commanded the girls. I darted toward the receding sound of the frightened donkeys. Two of the bandits galloped circles around the camp, laughing mockery at the chaos. Fury rose in me, fueling my speed and raising my blade. A man lay dead, children were terrified, and they lightheartedly robbed us helpless. Captain barked angrily rat-a-tat next to me. Sarabi roared ahead toward the bearded men. One robber hoisted our unpacked bundles onto his horse. I swung my sword at him. Our struggle brought yet another ruffian to the fray. My father's fighting lessons resurrected in my memory, my body working in unexpected synchrony. I fought both men at the same time. Strike, step, guard, strike, backhand. The patterns that had once tired and frustrated my young body now proved their worth. Blade and hilt and fist, a trio of energy, I struck a man down, impaling his thigh. The other's knuckles met my face, and the first man's knife my side. Falling down in pain, I rolled under the horse and cut the binding ropes before they rode off. The trunk slid free, barely hitting my head. I twisted to avoid the trunk. My rolling legs knocked my opponent over, and I followed up, whipping a furious strike of my blade along his shins. He howled in pain. Natalia screamed. Protecting the girls in the tent, Justin swung his short sword at the mocking men. Tall Katerina behind him gripped Natalia.
"Sister!"
Natalia cried, reaching for some reason toward the fog. I twisted in place to see Bizjana over the shoulder of a barbarian. She struggled and cried to free herself from her predator. I leaped up again. With a roaring dash between the two bandits, I sliced the arm of one and the side of another. They hastened to take our unprotected packs, but I flew after Bizjana. The bearded barbarian held her tightly in front of him, urging his mount out of our campsite.
"No!"
My scream reverberated through the trees. Sarabi bellowed and nipped at the heels of the animal. How I leaped high enough to knock the rider off his horse, I do not know. I only remember being on top of both malodorous men and Bizjana. My sword had fallen out of reach, so I fought fist to face, fist to face. She crawled away toward the others, towards the firelight. Captain's staccato barking drew my attention. Amidst some haphazard bundles and the trunk, he bared his teeth and lunged at any who approached. The mounted bandit called out in a foreign tongue, and he rode off. Swiveling my attention onto the girls cost me my opponent. The man under assault escaped, leaving behind a rotten onion odor. He jumped on his steed as well and took tail. Sarabi howled after them. Katerina's cries filled the dark night sky, moaning with grief. I ran to the girls.
"Did they hurt you?"
I asked Katerina. Urgent gibberish spouted from her lips and she reached earnestly toward the bandits. I grabbed Bizjana by the shoulders.
"Are you hurt?"
She shook her head, but her eyes spoke a terror. Her body was limp, and she could not speak. Their panic was contagious.
"What is it?"
I shook her.
"What's wrong?"
I followed her stare. To my horror, I realized the staggering tragedy. The fleeing horseman had Justin. Echoing hoofbeats faded out into the gloom. I was dumbstruck. I threw my fingers through my frazzled hair. We had no way to catch them. No way to fix this nightmare. Frogs croaking in the dark reminded us of the world, asleep to our sorrow. We faced this blackness alone. Terror paralyzed us. I tried to inhale a plan, breathing in and out, clawing my head for any idea whatsoever. But then, like a soft, caressing breeze, my aunt's words from long ago floated to mind. "When life knocks you down, you have only two choices." I heard Lady Sophia, Daniel, and Joseph all demand an answer. "Down or up, Marcellus?" There was no choice to be made. I would not stay down. With that, I knew what to do. I roused myself out of the stupor. "Let's go get him back," I said. Bisiana nodded earnestly and exclaimed, "We gotta leave, now! We'll follow them and find my brother." She stepped away from the firelight. I stopped her and peered into her eyes. "No, we've got to split up. I will go after them, alone." A surge of energy and hope flowed through me. My thumb stroked her cheek, and eye to eye, I gave my word. "I'll get him back." Katerina wept.
"They'll kill him. He'll be eaten by the barbarians." "Oh, God."
Bisiana fell into my chest.
"God, where are you? What do you want us to do?"
Natalia hid her face on my hand and whimpered.
"Will they eat Justin? Oh, poor Justin." "Yes, or torture him,"
Katerina sobbed, throwing herself onto Natalia.
"They're not cannibals," I said, breathing in the scent of Bisiana's hair. "They wanted him alive. They'd have killed him otherwise."
The corpse of Alcaeus next to the fire emphasized my point. Bisiana sniffed, wiped her eyes, and pulled away from my embrace.
"How can you catch them? They got everything."
She rubbed her hand over her chin, looking at what remained in the camp. Some bundles, our fire, the dogs, the trunk. Dropping on her knees before the trunk, she used my sword to open the binding ropes. She passed me several scrolls.
"Take these. Sell them in the next village."
Her decision sliced to my wick.
"No."
I tried to return them.
"I have coins still in my money pouch. Enough to buy a horse."
I reached down to my waist, but alas, the thieves had been thorough. My purse was gone.
"These are all we have left of value, Marcellus."
As much as I wished it otherwise, she was right. Justin was worth more. In the darkness, I could not see which scriptures she had given.
"Okay, here's the plan."
I pointed to a distant watchtower light glowing in the fog.
"I'll get a mount at that town. It's Tiana, I think. You girls find an inn there and wait for me. I doubt those riders went far. They can't expect us to follow them, so surprise is in my favor."
The girls huddled against me. I patted their backs.
"Look, I'll rescue him, and I'll be back. Expect me in a few days, a week at the most."
I drew away from them and stroked the lid of the trunk.
"What a loss."
"You must make ends meet until I return. Work with your hands. Save our scrolls."
Bisiana's face steadied, trying to chase away despair. Natalia put her arms around her sister.
"Don't worry, Bizia. We'll wait for Marcellus. If anyone can return Justin, it's him. He promised."
Their faith frightened me. With every moment of delay, the barbarians raced further ahead in a direction I knew not.
"Lord Christ, please help us."
Immediately, Bisiana put voice to my silent prayer.
"Lord Christ, please help us. Kyrie eleison."
Her echo washed my soul with awe, wonder, and relief. Eyes closed, face earnest, with all her heart she had finally called out to God, not in blame, but for help. If only her faith hadn't needed such a tragedy. Yet the miracle of those seven words promised us that hope remained, if we hurried. I touched her cheek that last time, pulling her into my arms. As long as I had life in my bones, I wouldn't let her hope die. That gentle, forgiving, warm, trusting embrace burned a fire into my memory. And this was what warmed me over my next life journey. For I was not back in a week.